coming back home now, and there are just 4 days to go to polling in the presidential election. The last big TV debate is on prime time tomorrow night. We'll be hearing from our correspondent Paul Cunningham about these final days in a few moments. But first, what are voters making of the two campaigns that are sweeping through the country and making their pitches for support? We'll have a report on the Humphreys campaign tomorrow, but here's what Sally Ann Barrett found when she joined Catherine Connolly on the campaign trail in Galway yesterday.
Míle buíochas Steve Shigalair, and I hope you don't catch pneumonia. I have enough problems on my shoulder without being responsible for ear pneumonia that are míle buíochas.
On a wet west of Ireland afternoon, presidential candidate Catherine Connolly addresses those gathered for an Ireland-Palestine solidarity campaign rally in Galway City.
Sorry, Catherine, can my daughter Lily get a...
Lily, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good now, thank you for asking me. What class are you in?
I'm in fifth class.
Is it hard or easy?
It's easy because I'm really smart.
Are you? Yeah. That's good to hear. I love to hear about smart women. Yeah.
Back on home ground, the independent candidate is greeted by many in Eyre Square as she seeks out support in the Galway West constituency and beyond.
I think she's very nice. She comes across really well. She was very nice to my daughter, which is always good. And overall, I'm probably disappointed with how the whole thing went, and there wasn't more candidates. But right now, I'd be behind Catherine all the way.
I think she's a woman of integrity. I think she says what she feels. But I also think that she's a very clever woman. She'll know what the constraints are when she goes into the auras. I think she'll represent us brilliantly.
First year law, is it?
Yeah.
Want to follow it through?
Yeah, definitely.
Barrister, solicitor?
Yeah, definitely. Love barrister.
On Shop Street, students Juliet and Luke Farrelly, along with their mother Paula, are among those preparing to cast their votes on Friday.
Should definitely be getting number one vote in our house anyway from all of us. Yeah, they just turned 18, so there's another one, they're triplets, so they'll be all voting for Catherine and her husband as well.
And you were having a great conversation with her about your studies as well.
Yes, yeah, I'm studying law as well in University of Galway, so.
This is your first presidential election to be able to vote in, so what were you looking for in terms of making up your mind on your candidate?
Independent,
Irish language,
very important. Yeah, that's a huge factor, definitely.
Fluency in the Irish language appears to be a deciding factor for many first-time voters.
My name is Mira Osnimelva, and she completely has my number one vote. I love how she's straight away. I knew that she was a Gaeilge, so straight away I spoke to her as Gaeilge because I'm a Gaeilge myself, and she spoke to me straight away through Irish, and she was just really sweet and supportive. She just had a really nice energy to her, and I love everything she stands for. Me and her would have a lot of same beliefs, and her whole stance towards people with disabilities, wanting to be included with them, and students. She's an active person for students and housing and all that. I completely stand for her.
On the campaign trail since July, how is Catherine Connolly feeling as the finish line approaches?
I'm certainly getting a little tired in my head a little bit because we're going non-stop, but physically it's been a wonderful campaign, and I think from day one there was a disconnect between the official commentary of it being a dull campaign or people not engaging. It was quite the opposite from the beginning. From the third week of July, the only thing that's changed is it has grown in numbers and grown in intensity.
But has she done enough to convince those still making their minds up?
I have not fully decided yet, but maybe for the local lady, I'd say, lately, Anthony. But there's a lot of negative stuff against her lately, and so. But we'll see what's going. It's a bit of a farce, I think, at the minute now. That's down to two.
Will you still vote?
Oh, I'll vote, yeah. Oh, yeah, always vote. You can't complain afterwards if you don't vote.
I think I have. I think I'll probably vote for Catherine Connolly, yeah.
I wasn't really overly enthused with either option, but I think Catherine Connolly would be, not to like a little the other option, but again, not overly enthused.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
As a busker provides the opportunity for an impromptu sing-song on the streets of Galway, Catherine Connolly will be hoping the final days of her campaign hit all the right notes with voters who will cast their ballot this Friday.
And that was reporter Sally Ann Barrett in Galway. Tomorrow, our reporter Adele McAllister will bring us the latest from the campaign trail with Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys.